Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And what you're about to hear is the third part to the Madison series from UnsettlingStories.com, featuring the voice of Giggles. If you missed out on the first two parts, you can check the description, or you can tap the I in the top right corner of your screen to get links to the other two stories. I strongly suggest you listen to those first, otherwise you're going to be, like, so totally lost, like, OMG, lol.
OMG, I just wrote the scariest story. It's about the woods, lol. So once upon a time, there is this really pretty girl. Let's call her Madison, lol. It's okay, no one will mind if I use my real name. But yeah, she was like the prettiest girl in the whole forest. Like she's just like part of this nature and walks around naked with her long pretty hair covering her boobs and has like a big foresty beav, lol. And the animals bring her food and love her and stuff. It's like Disney. I kind of don't want to keep going with that because it's boring, lol. But anyway, yeah, I love the woods. Me and Gay Kev got told by the Hierophant to go to a super important spot like way deep in the forest and just like, wait, fine by me. Guys, I know it's been a while since I talked to you, but I gotta say, like, me and Gay Kev got super close. Like, mad super close, lol. Dramatic pause, guys. Okay, no, not close like he's the real brave Disney explorer in the woods who sees my big Disney After Dark forest beeve and wants to put a baby up it. LOL. But close like we live together now. It's like a dream come true, right? I never thought my parents would allow something like that. Well, I guess I know why. I still think it's because he's totes gay, but ever since he got my little girly Katniss stuffed in his head and she ate the remains of Danica's weird octopus baby that I totally forgot about, he got smart again. Like, he can say stuff that isn't hung and bluff when you ask him questions. LOL. For real. Like, the other day when I got off the phone with the Hierophant when he told us we had to go in the forest, I yelled down from my room, "Gay Kev, we gotta go into the forest." And he actually walked up the stairs and came to the door and said, get this, "Erg ferg." LOL. So yeah, I was kidding. He still talks as R-word tarded as ever, but I think he's getting better at taking directions. Like, I won't be like, "Gay Kev, can you come take out the garbage before my parents get home?" And I won't come downstairs to him trying to fit a knife between his front teeth again. Like, he'll actually take out the garbage. And then he'll do the thing with the knife in his teeth. Yeah, he just really likes that. It's so weird, LOL. But yeah, forest. Gay Kev and me walked down the street to the dead end and headed into the woods. It was super cold and I was hoping Gay Kev would see my nips through my parka. It's one of those Canada Goose ones and I love it. OMG. Thanks, Santa. Sorry about your, wife. But that's for another story. So we walked and walked and walked through the woods, and I was getting really sick of seeing all the animals just, like, fall down dead. It's like, okay, we get it, you stupid squirrels. You just like to pop whenever we walk under a big tree while you're sitting like you're those big zits Gay Kev gets on his shoulders. Maybe you can, wait until we're far enough away that you don't get your blood and guts and buttholes all over my Christmas parka? So rude, LOL. Yeah, so after a couple hours, I checked my phone and it looked like we were getting close to where the Hierophant told us to go. Gay Kev looked so cute walking next to me. I mean, if you ignore all the deer fur and raccoon teeth and squirrel eyes stuck to his coat and pants, lol. I could ignore it. He's my bae, and no amount of dead stuff can ruin that. OMG, that would be such a good title for a book, you guys! I gotta admit, I was so ready to quote-unquote accidentally rub my butt up against Gay Kev, but it felt all weird and stuff having Katniss watching through the new eyes she grew for him, even though I bet she'd be all like, "Yeah, go get it, Mom." I just didn't want to do anything inappropriate for children because that's, like, wrong. Guys, I'm a really good mom. Yeah, so we get to a clearing with all these really tall rocks arranged in a circle, and there was this one, like, flat rock in the middle, like a table or a counter or another kind of table, and it texted the Hierophant, like, "We are here, now what?" And he texted back, "Lie down on the altar with Kevin." And I was like, "Don't mind if I do, lol." So I pushed Gay Kev down on it, and there I was, lying next to Gay Kev's dumb hot self. It felt so good, you guys. It was super peaceful and natural and was like everything was right in the world, you know? I bet you don't. LOL. I think I might have taken a nap or something because before I knew it, Gay Kev was like shaking and stuff next to me. I figured he was really cold, so I kind of pushed closer against him and wiggled a little. Girls, you know what I mean. LOLOL. But then he like opened his mouth and I don't know, like this big rope of bloody red stuff just kind of like exploded out of him and went way up into the air. It smelled real bad, and I was like, "Excuse you, Gay Kev, lol," but I could see streaks of white wormy stuff in it, and it looked like fettuccine, and I was like, "OMG, Katniss, is that you?" But I didn't need an answer because I knew it had to be. My girl was all grown up. OMG, guys, seeing my big, beautiful girl being born out of Gay Kev's mouth after having been stuck in my head and then in his head for what seemed for, like, ever was even more beautiful than what I helped Santa's wife give birth to, lol. In all serious, rest in peace, Mrs. Claus. I'm sure you are a nice lady, lol. I swear, it took maybe, like, 5 minutes to come out of his sexy, dumb mouth. I looked around and all the trees and rocks and stuff, too, were covered in Katniss meat. And smoke started to come off them, and a few of them caught on fire. My girl's hot like her mama. LOL. Then something super weird happened, guys. Gay Kev started coughing really bad, but he always does that, but this wasn't one of those alwayses, because afterward he just stared at me and said, and I'm really sorry for this language, but he said, "What the fuck is going on?" I swear to Black God, I was freaked out. After he said that, he started looking around and he started screaming, like really screaming, not R-word tarded like Gay Kev screaming, and he got up like he was going to run away. Thank Black God he tripped, because then I was able to take a rock and started hitting him in the tops of his knees a lot until all the big cracking sounds stopped and it was more like hitting sand, and then I knew it would be okay because he couldn't run away anymore. LOL. "Come on," I told him and was like, "Gay Kev, please stop screaming. I'll let you see my butt if you stop." But he wouldn't stop, guys, and I was worried someone would hear us and we'd get in trouble for putting Katniss meat all over the forest, So I started hitting him in the face with the rock, and then he stopped. Want to know a fun fact about my girl Katniss? Well, remember how all this weird stuff with Gay Kev happened when his brain fell out like a year ago? LOL. I guess she helped him grow back a new one. It was so cool. But then I had to hit him with a rock, and now that new brain is all over my hands and the forest and definitely on that rock. So, whatevs. I texted the Hierophant and was like, "Yo, H, Gay Kev kinda had an accident. Can you help clean this up?" It took a long time before he responded, but he texted back, "I'll have the team take care of it." And I was like, "Okay, thanks." So I walked home and tried to avoid all the stupid birds falling out of the sky, and I was super tired, so I went to bed. The next day, I went downstairs and saw that Gay Kev was on the kitchen table, but like in pieces and in a lot of different jars. One of the jars had his thing, LOL. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with all these jars of Gay Kev, but I'm glad the Hierophant didn't throw them out and my parents were okay with them being in the kitchen. I was starting to get sad because now Gay Kev wasn't fun anymore and Katniss was doing whatever she had to do in the forest and I felt lonely, guys. Then one of the jars with Gay Kev's lips started moving, LOL. And then his fingers too. And his toes. OMG, he had the cutest toes. They're even cuter when they're not attached to his foot, LOL. And right then, I knew everything was going to be okay, guys. I can't wait to let you know what happens next. LOL.